This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315 with the vending machine problems.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
My M&M's.
The cafe not doing good?
No. They stole my dollar.
Give me your money, fool.
The L Connecticut School of Broadcasting Cafe is not doing good.
I'm shaking. Y'all heard me shaking the machine?
Give me my M&M's.
So it's kind of hanging on by a thread in the machine right now. And nobody else is in the building. Hopefully, they don't get any M&Ms because they'll get a free bag.
I'm about to go in there and get them M&Ms.
Can I borrow a dollar to go get me M&Ms?
I'm like, oh, I had a dollar in my pocket. Yeah.
It's hanging by a thread in that machine right now.
Sweet. I have to go in there and get it. And, of course, beside him is BBB, the big brawler brand himself.
What's up? Broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Sign up to take the tour. Get in the door, man. We're giving out jobs left and right.
If you want to be like Rocky, you just come here.
Brought to you by Peanut M&Ms.
Wow. The new M&M. Guess the new flavor.
The new flavor.
Called Stuck in the Machine.
Choke on these.
The Orange Sickle. But anyway, also proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
CBS, ABC. Yeah, ABC.
D's in UTZ.
That's right. We got a great show for you today. We talked about shoes of the week. Now we got to step up our games on the shoes every week. We also got Sunshine Players of the Week. No more cash money because we're in the springtime.
We're in springtime.
We're spring, man. You got to put a little bit of sun
Easter
in your life.
Easter is on the horizon.
And we'll get the NBA playoff race down and look at the last games coming up. But first, let's get into the jams of the week. I know personally there's one at the Hornets game that we can mention. But let's get into our jams of the week.
With a sloppy pass, Carter. It's and the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down.
Welcome. Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
Anybody got any jams?
I don't know the lyrics to that song at all.
I don't remember it, man.
I have a couple.
All right.
The Cleveland-Indiana game the other day
where
Paul George
yes.
took LeBron straight to the hole
yep.
and was down with the cane, dunked it all over him.
And by the way, those two jams were on mine, but they were on our Facebook page.
Yeah, then
so you check them out.
Then LeBron comes right back with the answer. My Lord.
Yes, he did.
I love that matchup, man. I do like watching that matchup when they play each other.
No. The Pacers.
It seems like the only time Paul George plays really well is when they're playing against LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why does LeBron have to be on the court for you to be excellent?
Kind of like with Melo. Melo, that's the only time you see Melo really playing defense. is against LeBron.
Well, a lot of people are like that way, though. I mean, they just play step it really up against, well when somebody like LeBron comes
the
on the court.
The best in the galaxy comes in your building.
Unless you're the Boston Celtics. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. The other one I had, did you have another one?
That's it, yeah.
Those were great dunks. Cody Zeller, his brutal poster dunk over Nuggets. Nikolai Jokic last weekend.
Goodness, I was standing on the high TV stage. Yeah. He went up. I was like, dunking on him. He dunked it on him. He's like, oh. We were all screaming before Cody because Cody don't scream.
I was getting ready to text Big Shot, but he was at the game getting a jersey. So, you know, as soon as that play happened, he's on the big screen after that play. So, but that dunk was brutal.
Absolutely.
Cody had one last night that was pretty good, too.
Cody be dunking
he's
on folks.
He's got some dunks lately.
You better watch out. Cody will
he
dunk
needs
on
to
him.
Do more of that. He needs to be more aggressive.
Serviceable
like that.
NBA player.
He
Cody
is serviceable.
So.
Did you have any?
I got Hornets Wizards other night in D.C. Third quarter. They get on the fast break. They throw the ball to Bill. Bill cocks it back from like the dots, man. And he crams it through. He throwing an arm back like this is probably the biggest dunk he's ever had. But
and I thought it was John Wall at first. I thought that's Bill.
John Wall had a nice dunk too, but that Bill dunk was really sick. I didn't post it. I need to post it for you guys. But yeah, that Bill dunk was awesome. And then Channing Frye last night against Boston on a missed shot. I didn't know Channing Frye still had it in him. Popped him off the ground, throws it down. I was like, where is this
Channing Frye
come from? Channing Frye? I thought you could just shoot the three ball.
I actually have one more. J.R. Smith feeds LeBron on a give and go lob versus Orlando. Pretty nasty lob dunk,
yeah,
too.
I saw that, too.
So there's another one that I want to add.
As old as LeBron is, that man still be having some of the best dunks in the league, man. Like,
ferocious
get around the
too.
Rim, he going to throw it down.
Absolutely. Oh, I didn't realize you post the Rondos on the – all right.
Euro step on a hater like
week.
I'm Rondo.
That's right. But, no, anyway, going to – let's go ahead and go into it. Cavs destroyed the Celtics Wednesday night in the battle of number one seed for the Eastern Conference. Let me make this statement real fast. I was wrong. Y'all ain't got a chance in hell to beat the Cavs.
Nope.
Man, y'all
exactly
are playing –
exactly what I've been screaming.
Y'all are at home. Let me take this back. I actually said me and you said the Wizards were giving them more of a chance,
mm-hmm.
and I still believe that. But the Celtics, man, y'all are playing for the number one seed in the East, and y'all get waxed.
They wet the bed at home last night.
I mean, and you're saying how important a game it is. LeBron don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You guys saying how important it is, and y'all don't show up.
Don't show up.
You can say whatever you want. Y'all did not show up.
They asked LeBron about the game. LeBron was like, man, I've been to six straight finals, man. Don't ask me about the regular season. And this is why. When he and his team needs to turn it up, even without Tristan Thompson playing last night, they turn it up. It was one point in the game. They were up 30.
Listen,
well, it was 29, but 30 is the same number.
You're 30.
They were whipping that ass.
I still don't trust them defensively this year. I mean, they played great defense last night. Where in the hell has that defense been all year?
You can't exert that kind of energy every night, unfortunately.
But, dude, you can't wait until a couple days before and finally say, I'm going to play some defense. I mean, where's the defense been, the intensity been all year? I mean, I'm talking about at least some games against Golden State or against San Antonio. Bring it some nights at least. They haven't done – last night they held them to 76 points in the fourth.
Like, they end up with 90-something, but, you know, the game was over. It was minuscule. But then, the start of the fourth quarter, there was no passion from the Boston crowd. They were just going through the motions because they had no chance. The Cavs are always like that. Like, they pick and choose to play defense. Even last year in the playoffs, if you remember Toronto, game six, after they destroyed Toronto again back at home, they came out and they put the clamps on Toronto in that first quarter, jumped on about 20 – almost 20 points, and that was game.
Yep.
Like, they pick and choose when they really want to play defense,
but this
man.
Is
it's,
the difference.
Scary.
This is the difference with him and MJ. He's done this his whole career. I'll pick and choose when I want us to play defense and play as a team. It's like, dude, why can't you just do this through a four-game series and sweep them and get it done with? It's like, you know, and that's the problem with LeBron. That's the reason he gets so much hate. It's like, I'll pick and choose when I get ready to play defense.
When you're that great, though, man, you can do then things like that.
Then be great.
He's
be
great
the
all
greatest.
The time. Dude, great all the time.
Not all the time. I'm just saying. They, like you just said, they pick and choose. You that came out of your mouth.
Yeah, they definitely pick and choose. They definitely pick
Stop
and choose.
Stop picking and choosing. Just do it.
You want to see that effort every night. Like
not every night, but at least, you know. Maybe
75% of the time.
At least maybe.
Not 40%
maybe,
of the time.
Maybe 25, 30 games. Out of 80 games, not one or two out of 80. That doesn't make sense.
Maybe this is the time toward the end of the season, come playoff push.
That's what I was going to say. If you don't do it from here on out, then do it. Yeah. Put the clamp down. If they come out tomorrow night, ever who they play, they got they got Atlanta. You
the team they've been destroying.
They're at home on Friday against Atlanta. If you come out and you give up 125 points to Atlanta, you got an issue. After you just destroyed the Celtics.
Picking and choosing.
But going into the playoffs, you want to be hot, too.
Absolutely. I mean, their games that they're playing, you know, dictate if they need to play defense or not. If they are making threes and they got 18, 19 threes on the board and they got 130 points on the board, it's, you're not expecting to see much defense because they're scoring at will. But if they're struggling like they struggled last night. They didn't shoot well from the three. They just played outstanding defense.
There's been some bad defense lately in the NBA. There was a score the other night, 143 to 130.
The Brooklyn Nets.
I'm like, Brooklyn it was scoring 143?
The Brooklyn, that was a 2K score, 140, they, yeah. 118 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was 143, and they scored 130 the night before.
This is the new NBA.
Brooklyn.
This is the new NBA. Everybody just wants name to run
five,
and score.
Name five people that play for Brooklyn.
Brooke Lopez?
Not besides Jeremy Lin.
I can name five.
Can you name five?
Dylon.
That's what we should name our new hot sauce segment. We should name it Hot Fire. Yeah. And have Dylon. I spit that hot fire.
We can do that. We can get our intern, Cecilia.
Brooklyn.
That's the five I know.
Dylon. I don't even know who coached it for Brooklyn. Who's coaching it, Brooklyn?
It was that was weird guy, Atkinson.
I have no clue.
No, it's like in Brooklyn. No, it's like Randy Atkinson or something. Oh, I saw him earlier this year. I'm like, who the heck
this is bad.
This?
All three of us are stump listeners. We have to do our Googles right now for this one.
No, I know his name is Atkinson.
Quick trivia. Who's the coach of Brooklyn?
Kenny Atkinson.
The one from the Grizzlies, right?
It's Kenny Atkinson. No. That's the one in Sacramento. You thinking about
I thought that was
No, Jaeger's in Sacramento.
Isn't Atkinson a diet?
No, I'm talking about the assistant. I'm talking about the assistant that was Jaeger's assistant in Memphis. The kind of the light skin.
No, I know who you're talking about.
No, he's
where's he? I don't know.
The
know.
One in Memphis that's the head coach, or
the guy from the guy
oh the one
in
oh,
Memphis
he,
right
oh,
now is from
that's
Miami.
Him. That's
one,
him.
Yeah,
that's
the
him.
The one in Miami.
I had him in my head. Very, okay, yeah. That's
he's
him.
The famous the really good one.
So who's the no, who's the Nets now coach? What's
Kenny Atkinson. That is him.
The dude responsible for the Atkinson
time of the show. It's Kenny Atkinson.
The Atkinson diet, go get it, where they cut the carbs out of your
I didn't know
your
that.
Program.
Yeah.
I don't actually
he previously served as a director of player development for the Houston Rockets in 2008.
So he's a player okay.
So whatever. No coaching experience. That's great.
Well
good
the
job,
Nets were gonna suck anyway, so good job.
I thought it was Lionel Hollins.
And the Nets are having a crap season. Would have the number one pick, except they traded it to Boston.
So, anyway, moving on, I was more depressed about the way the Celtics played. I mean, dude, you play in the Cavs, you don't show up.
And all we heard was how big this game was. Isaiah Thomas, this big game, we want to be the number one seed, we want to prove that it's our time.
And they need it more.
And Jay Crowder, same thing. They landed, and LeBron was just the biggest, baddest player on the block last night. They had no answers.
Yep. Upcoming games to watch this week.
Anything Thursday. Russell Westbrook is in.
Absolutely. You won't see that record broken. Tonight, you got the Celtics at Hawks.
Oh, that's the TNT game, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, you show up tonight because this is a big game.
They need this.
Friday, the Hawks at Cavs. Saturday, Jazz at Blazers. Heat at Wizards. That's a big game.
That's a big game.
Clippers at Spurs. That's all Saturday. Sunday, Cavs at Hawks. So, another big game. Pistons at Grizzlies. Y'all got an outside shot.
No, I think we're done with it. The Hornets were ahead of us.
No, y'all, it doesn't have y'all eliminated yet. So
mathematically,
but you still
we're
got
still
a
in. We're still in mathematically.
Yeah, mathematically, you got a chance. Never say never. Then Monday, we got the Cavs at the Heat. Big game. Wizards at Pistons. Spurs at Blazers. Rockets at Clippers. Jazz at Warriors. Big game there. That will be a must-watch.
That Cavs-Heat game Monday, though, depending on what happens this weekend, what Boston does, might not be such a big game.
No, that's true. And some of these games might not – Wizards, Pistons, it might not
depending,
be
Depending, yeah.
I mean, it depends on how we come. But, you know, if they play, it's going to be big. Rockets and Clippers, you know that's going to be a big game no matter what.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, last games of the season, regular season, Raptors at Cavs. That's a big game, I think, no matter – you know, especially going to the playoffs. Bucks at Celtics, Wizards at Heat, Hawks at Pacers, and Spurs at Jazz. That'll be your last two.
A fun week in the NBA to finish it out. Way to go.
Absolutely. Looking at the standings, the playoff brackets right now, we have, you know, the Cavs, Boston, the Celtics, the Raptors, the Wizards, the Bucks, the Hawks, Bulls, and the Heat are the top eight seeds.
And Dwayne Wade is supposed to be trying to come back, I think.
Yes, he's supposed to be playing tonight.
Tonight, yeah, for Chicago.
I know that. Wow.
Yeah. He said if they were close and in the playoff hunt that he would do what he could to get back.
And Kyle Lowry just came back last
night. Yeah, he had 24 last night.
Yeah.
Of course, on my Pistons, and we were up in that game throughout the game. But, you know.
The way you look at the East right now, does anything stand out? Other than the Cavs, I mean, are we just giving it to the Cavs no matter what?
As long as they're healthy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Toronto can get them a six-game series or Washington get them a six-game series. And I think we don't know if Boston get out the first round. Boston hasn't gotten out the first round in the last 2 years. Like, that's their first hurdle, get out of the first round.
If you look at Boston, they will have Chicago first
round. And that's not an easy matchup for them.
And you got Cleveland would give Miami. I don't think that's going to be easy because of Whiteside,
yeah.
But –
they would get in Whiteside's head. And
Yeah,
he's that type of guy. He's easy.
It would be fun, though. It would be fun to see how the Miami fans would react.
He'd be easy to rattle.
I really think the Eastern Conference Finals will be the second round when the Cavs go against the Wizards or Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
That would
in
be
that fourth spot.
Yeah.
The Wizards have been struggling, though. Like, they were on a nice little losing streak before they beat us, though.
Well, the reason I say is because Milwaukee with Giannis – would give them fits, I think, and Washington with John Wall would give them fits.
Like, I thought Milwaukee was done when Jabari went down, and Keith Middleton came back, and they just keep the ship going. Jason Kidd.
Shout out. You just took the words I want.
Chris
shout out to Jason Kidd.
Middleton. It's not Keith.
Is it not Keith? No, did I say Keith?
You said it last week. It's not Keith.
It's Middleton. I'm sorry, Mr. Middleton. I thought it was.
I like him.
Keith Middleton from?
I don't know.
Another guy we let go.
Who?
Middleton.
Oh, Chris Middleton?
We had him.
But, all right, so we'll do some more playoff talk next week, but I just want to see what you guys thought for the East. Out West, of course, Golden State has got the number one seed throughout the whole NBA playoffs.
Oh, damn. Kid and Caboodle. Are we surprised?
No, just go ahead and give them an NBA trophy, dude. They ain't losing. San Antonio's the 2 seed. Houston's the 3. Utah's the 4. Clippers the 5. The Thunder's the 6. Those teams aren't switching spot. Clippers need to get out at five. Well, no matter what, they're not getting past the 4.
No, they won't get past the 4.
So it doesn't.
The best they can get is 4, yeah. I guess.
Because top 3 seeds are locked up. 4, 5, and 6 could switch a little bit. 7 and 8 is the Grizzlies and Blazers, and the Nuggets are a 1 game out. So that could switch, but that's it.
The Clippers need to fall to 6. They need to try to avoid Golden State as long as friggin' possible.
Yeah, they need San Antonio first.
And hope that Golden State, one of their starters, suffers another injury.
I mean, it's possible Thunder catches the Clippers, but I don't know, man. I think they can never get past that 4 or 5 seed.
Who's that, the Clippers?
Yeah, yeah. I never get it. Does anything stand out West?
Just how well the Warriors are playing. Without Kevin Durant.
13-game winning streak.
This is the reason Kevin Durant went there. Because it's
like these
no pressure to carry this team.
Like, these boys are already nice.
They already won the chip without me. They just plug me in and get me a ring, too. And I'm going to still get max dollars, and I don't have to be the best player.
And they just set that record, too.
All right.
Of the most wins in a 3-year span.
3-year span. I was going to – yeah, that's on my Sunshine Players.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. They got 204 wins over the last three seasons, mm-hmm. are the most by any NBA team. So, no, it's impressive. And listen, they have played great defense. I still think it will come back to haunt them with JaVale McGee in the playoffs.
J-Mac.
He is not good. you know, Zaza has been saving them. But they've not been playing him mostly. They've been playing that smaller lineup that's been killing people. Andre's been killing people lately.
He's played really well.
Like, so. I worry about their lack of depth, though.
Me too. Come, yeah, me too.
And all that experience. Like, their strength was with their numbers was so amazing for their run.
Yep.
Now his strength with starters. Can these high guys hold up 43, 44 minutes and play all basketball all night?
They're top heavy. They
have to have great jump shooting nights.
Yep.
All the time.
That jump. You don't have anybody that scored down low. So I think you play the Spurs, you just still have trouble. Maybe the Clippers, but I don't know about the Clippers.
Like, the first two games you see them in a playoff series, they're probably going to blitz you because you're just not ready for it. But by game three, game four, once you've made your adjustments and you slow it down, if you can get it to game six, game seven, you got them beat up. That's your chance to win it.
Yep. All right, well, we'll do some more playoff stuff next week on next week's show because the playoffs will begin Thursday next week.
I thought it was Saturday. It's next Saturday.
It's Saturday.
All right, Saturday.
The day before Easter.
That's right. Oh, we'll talk about that, definitely. All right, let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week. All right.
I remember this song.
Oh, man, little Flip.
Little Flip?
Flip. Flip.
Do y'all remember Flip? Song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little Sunshine, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be our Sunshine Players of the Week.
And he disappeared.
All right. Y'all got any players of the week? Teams?
Randy Orton called it last week on the show, the RKO out of nowhere 13 times. WWE.
He's creeping up on that 16
He's starting
also.
To move up there, too.
He's creeping
one of the
up
greatest
on
performers of all time. Way to go, Randy Orton.
Way to go, WWE. Bury another Bray Wyatt.
Bury the Bray.
What is he, 0-3 now?
Bury
the
Bray. 0-3 at WrestleMania.
0-3 at WrestleMania. How a guy is never won a match at WrestleMania is ridiculous.
Well, you know, Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania, has a losing record all time in WrestleMania.
Kurt Angle's 2-5.
It just sometimes it's written in the script for you to lose more than you win.
I know, but dude, you got to win, though. But these guys aren't called face of fear. What are you going to fear? Keep losing. You're like the Boston Celtics of the NBA.
You fear those roach and videos worms? They put on the ring. On the
that was the scariest video. Thing.
No.
All right, anyway.
Well, who else I got? I got Asia Wilson, South Carolina, most outstanding player. She was unbelievable in the championship game. And Mississippi State Bulldogs upset in Connecticut. Finally.
Did you see that shot, too?
Yeah.
I watched the whole game.
And my boy was courtside rooting them on.
Dak.
You see what happens to Dallas Cowboys now?
Where was he at?
We got a new quarterback. They win games.
Where was he at?
You get Tony show up the games, they lose.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Damn, Dak, you needed to support your team in the national championship game because they got the ass whipped the following game.
They probably rather could have used you then.
Right? Damn.
Nah, they play Connecticut. Come on. You got any?
You know what? I have one. Got to give a shout out to Steph Curry, man. Steph Curry in this 13-game winning streak is showing these dudes like, listen, I'm still that dude.
MVP. What's wrong with
please,
y'all?
I'm still the reigning MVP until proven otherwise.
Like, don't get it twisted. Kevin Durant came to play on my team.
Yeah.
I don't have to go play with KD. I won chips.
Steph's like, yeah, Russell, he came to me. He left you and came to me.
You got any other ones?
Nah, that's it.
Spurs win 60 games in back-to-back seasons for first time in team history.
I'm
surprised.
I thought they've been doing that.
No, that's the first time.
Wow.
Westbrook ties Oscar single-season triple-double record at 41, and he came one rebound from breaking it last night.
The win was the most important thing.
Yeah.
Keep winning.
UNC got to give them credit for winning their sixth national title.
Thumbs down.
Joel Berry winning most outstanding player.
Did he?
Which I still don't understand that. I didn't think he played
that
well.
I thought Kennedy Meeks deserved the most outstanding player award.
Right, or Justin Jackson before.
Justin Jackson had a rotten national championship.
Well, he had 16 points still. Well,
he took a bunch of tough shots.
The Dodgers were winning 14-3 on opening day. Seager with a three-run homer. Jock Peterson with a grand slam. Brock Lesnar for winning the Universal title over Goldberg.
Did we call that match to the T? To the letter.
Yep.
It was nothing but suplexes and speakers. That's all we needed from
those guys, though. That was the beautiful thing about it.
Let me say it was a lot better than what they did 13 years ago.
It was a better match. It was.
And the barricade, going through the barricade, icing on the cake. Loved it.
And I just didn't. It was just a part of like, dang, Goldberg really got dominated in this match.
Steph scored 42 versus the Wizard the other night. You talk about
Steph Lover.
Paul George scored 43 versus the Cavs. South Carolina women win their first national title. Madison Bumgarner is the first pitcher ever to homer twice on opening day.
And they still lost.
Opening day, and he homers twice. Tracy McGrady, Bill Self, Rebecca Lobo all headline the Hall of Fame this year.
No doubt.
Definitely deserve it. Mississippi State Morgan Williams for hitting the game winner versus UConn. And ACC. The ACC will make over $100 million. Off its schools, NCAA tournament runs over the last 3 years.
That's insane.
And we're worried about why people aren't getting money.
And let's go ahead and say it. The ACC is the most dominant conference in America. Absolutely. Football, basketball, baseball. Y'all can have that hockey thing.
And both my teams are in the ACC, so I can't argue that.
Reds' Michael Lorenzen becomes the first pitcher to hit home run as a pinch hitter. Since 2009, today hit a home run as a pinch hitter. Why you're putting in as a pitcher is crazy. WrestleMania 33, most watched in events history of 1.95 million households.
Wow.
It seems like that record gets broken every year.
It does seem.
Well, they had so many announcers from around the world. Yeah. They had the Japanese team, the Russian team, the Portuguese team, the Spanish team. I was like, man, they're doing it. WWE, that conglomerate, it keeps the wheel going like Mr. McMahon said.
People say what they want, man. People can say what they want.
Yep. And lastly, Lakers for beating
the Spurs last night.
What are they doing winning?
They whipped the Spurs.
What are they doing winning? Did you see that lineup the Lakers had? They did have a boy Tyler Ennis.
They had Tyler playing?
Tyler Ennis, like 16, I think, something like that.
Brandon Ingram has been playing lights out since the All-Star break.
But like, what are the Lakers doing winning?
They didn't mean to win. They just showed up and the Spurs didn't.
Yeah.
Damn, San Antonio. Damn.
The Lakers, real fast, Aldridge only played like 16 minutes. Kawhi only played 14, so they didn't play that much.
They have nothing to play for right now.
Nah. But still, man.
And the Lakers do. They need to be losing.
You still can't.
They're going to get one of these top three picks. There's no question in my mind. Lakers.
All right. Well, that's the end of this segment. We got one more. We're going to do some baseball, some other news. And y'all got anything else?
Bon Voyage, of course. We love Bon Voyage.
And two words for you.
Absolutely. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. Catch us everywhere.